On today's Technobabble, the language of transition.
This is Tech No Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with church video and graphic design. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. So, this past Sunday, I was running ProPresenter, which is one of my areas of expertise, right next to a new director, and I was noticing that he was always hitting the auto-trans button. So, he would hit that between each and every shot, and it occurred to me he's believing some stuff. So let me tell you what I told him, and that will help you as you're directing in church. The cut is entirely alien to our experience. So I want you to imagine that you're walking along and instantaneously, you're somewhere, say, 30 feet off from where you were. Can you even imagine what that would be like? I mean, it would just be very disconcerting. Well, with video, as long as you make a change in either 30% or 30 degrees, our brains just can't comprehend that. Now, when you're doing it, you think it's jarring and very obvious, but it's not. Let me prove it to you. I want you to watch some television with the sound off and pay attention to the cuts. Just count how many there are. I bet you'd be surprised that you're going to find a cut every 3 to 5 seconds on average. Maybe occasionally it'll be longer. Maybe like for a live event or an award show, something like that. But in general, there are a lot of cuts that happen very quickly, and people do not notice them. But now watch a Star Wars movie, and watch as they change from one planet to another, and you'll notice a wipe. Now, the reason that they're doing that in Star Wars movies is that the Star Wars movies are a rip on a genre which was the serial movie shows that happened in the 30s and 40s. So that was how they indicated a change of time and time and location. But there's another more modern way to change time and location, and that's the cross dissolve. Now, unfortunately, many church directors use cross dissolves in music, thinking it makes it flow better. It's okay on occasion, but the cut should be your default transition. And here's why. I want you to watch a music video. Slow, beautiful music video. Count the cross dissolves. Not very many. Now I want you to watch another slow music video and count the cuts. A bunch. You see, these are people, the directors and editors for these kinds of shows, for live concerts, etc., that are paid a lot of money to be the best in the world. Now, you can go with what you think is the best, or you can emulate the best. And for my money, finding other people that are better than me is a way for me to get better, as opposed to thinking that I'm better, not having the humility to look for others that are better and learn from them. So that's why I tell you this. It's not that I've come up with this super secret thing that I'm a genius about. No, I've been watching others. That's how you do art. You learn from great artists. I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again real quick. And that is, When I was in college, my senior year, I went to London, England, and we were at the British Museum, and I noticed a lot of people with big boards, very thin, but still large, you know, maybe 3 feet by 4 feet, you know, pretty good size, and pieces of paper, and they were all drawing on them. And I kept seeing these people doing this one after another, no matter where I went. It wasn't until later that I realized what was going on. These were art students, and they were learning from the masters. They were learning from the masters long dead, you know, sitting in front of a Leonardo da Vinci or a Michelangelo or a Rembrandt, etc., and trying to emulate the technique so that they could start with mastering the master's technique and then going out on their own. You see, that's the difference between a great artist and someone that just thinks they're great. If you go out on your own before you've mastered the technique, then you're not really building on what's gone before. You're thinking you're better. So that is why, in this specific instance, it's worth it to learn from the masters and notice how they use transitions. Remember, a transition isn't the art. When you use a transition, that's the art. So changing between two shots that are too similar is going to be bad, no matter what transition you use. Changing between two shots that are different enough is going to give you much better results. And knowing when to transition, after how long, for what reason, that's going to be great as well. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that now your wheels are turning as you're trying to think, okay, how have I misused transitions and how can I get better at it so that people don't notice the video work, but they're just moved by it nonetheless. If you like this content, I bet you like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe, and there you can pick up a copy of my newsletter with tons of tips and tricks in it, along with some discounts to some of my courses and consulting, etc. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.